This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJV Experience. Doug, Jennifer, I like the way I'm enunciating Jennifer, and Victoria. But Victoria is involved in romance land. So you think really honeymoons are romantic? You really think honeymoons are romantic?
Her pictures sure make it look like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm she didn't love. Take me with her. She's got an infinity pool and a jacuzzi tub and a
what
fire
good
pit.
Would, wait a minute, hold on.
I don't want to be in the room with them. Okay, I want to just. I would have just gone and gone to the pool.
She would have been their driver or something.
Yeah, right? I think that's fine with me.
Come on, baby, drive by car. Okay, so that's Kara Schillen, by the way. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's get started, Jennifer, with one of your favorite people. In the world, the Honorable Rickless Perry.
I love
who
him.
Is the Secretary of Energy. Took over the White House press podium yesterday. Seemed to be having a good time. He didn't even want to stop, it would seem. The Deputy Press Secretary, Ms. Huckabee, introduced him to talk about the administration's Energy Week. Not weak energy, but energy weak. After a half an hour of Sarah getting closer and closer to the podium, trying to give the hook to Perry, she finally got him out of there. Did you watch any of this, Jen?
Well, I tried, but this was all going on as they made the announcement that Mitch McConnell had delayed the health care vote. And so they actually were not televising Rick Perry's piece of the press conference. They were listening to Mitch McConnell drone on about the health care.
Drone on, operative word there, yes.
So I missed my friend, who is so nice, Rick Perry, and they had him like in the bottom of the TV screen. They had like a little screen of him, and I could see him kind of dancing around at the podium, and I thought, that's what I want to be seeing. But
yeah. He said, I know you guys are probably a bit tired since we've been here a while, so you want to skip on the questions? Anyway, they didn't want to. I'm not a big fan of his, but I can see how he has charm, and that's why you like him, Jennifer. Charm and personality. He's got charm. So, yeah, the drag here on all of us is the what you said about the McConnell announcement that the health care bill vote gets put off. And the only thing that is being put off here is a reality check with what the health care bill is all about. What it is more of the same, even though it treats some of the issues differently. Obamacare, a disaster. I don't know that this thing fixes anything because it doesn't deal with prevention, which is my hot button. There's no focus on prevention that I can see here unless I'm missing something. Of course, I'm not making a study out of another 1,200-page bill. The dealing with insurance companies and everybody having insurance and yada, yada, yada. I did think what's the lady's name who always is getting herself in trouble because she sticks her foot in her mouth every time? Kellyanne Conway. Right? Yeah. Said that this is not going to help them get older voters, and older voters are the ones who more go to the polls than the younger voters. The idea, if we change Medicare, then you should go back and get a job. Find a company that has insurance and go work for them if we cut your benefits. I'm not sure that's going to help him a lot at the ballot.
I didn't hear her say that at all, actually.
No, really.
No, I have not heard that, because this bill does not cut Medicare. It does not cut Medicaid. It only cuts the Medicaid. I mean, the way that this works is that Medicaid, when President Obama did the Affordable Care Act, he did a Medicaid expansion, which means that either some people got their bill paid for 100% or some people got their bill paid 50%. Whatever it was doled out by federal funds, and the states kind of had to follow along with the federal guidelines. What this does now is give the Medicaid money directly to the states and lets the states prioritize who's in most need for Medicaid funding. It also doesn't... And the funny thing with, and you know this, we talk about this all the time. If you pay $5 for a soccer ball this year and you want to buy a soccer ball next year, if I give you $5 to buy it again, the government considers that a cut. They want me to give you $7 for a soccer ball next year. And so the reason that people are saying Medicaid is getting cut is because there's not advanced funding for it like that. There's just what they're getting today continued next year and the year after that, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find the Kellyanne Conway story that I saw on the AP yesterday. I haven't, wait a minute. Kellyanne Conway defending remarks made over the weekend about cuts to Medicaid in the new health care bill. These are not cuts to Medicaid, but if you have, I think if you follow that down, you'd find the comment someplace about if you're older and you get things cut, then go get a job. And that's fine with me because I don't expect that I would be anything other than working, but some people choose not to. I just don't think it's the smartest thing that could have been said. And having said that, time to is is Sarah Palin the equivalent of Kellyanne Conway? No. She's much... do I sound, excuse me, you're going to have to save me.
A little sexist, actually.
You have to save me for myself here on this. The comment I made about Kellyanne Conway or Sarah Palin? Sexist.
Well, I think, is Sarah Palin the same as Kellyanne Conway? I mean, what does that mean? Would you say, is John Kasich the same as Ted Cruz?
No, well, I didn't finish this.
No, but you said, save me from myself.
Yeah, I did.
So I'm saving you.
I'm not sure how.
I'm saving you by throwing you to the dogs.
Yeah, thank you. The bus is stopping in my house right now, and I'll be underneath it. Thanks to Jennifer. Thank you.
You're rolling, trucker.
Sarah Palin is suing the New York Times. Says the newspaper defamed her in an editorial that links her to political violence after the shooting of Steve Scalise. Times says it will vigorously fight the action. So I'm trying to get between the lines here.
Well, if you remember back to 2011 when Gabby Giffords was shot in Arizona, that was during the John McCain election, and Sarah Palin's, one of her PACs had put out an ad that showed like a crosshair, basically. Sarah Palin targets blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And so they said because she put out that ad, that encouraged this guy to go and shoot Gabby Giffords.
Ah.
And so that had gone away. Mm-hmm. No, that was what a lot of the media had said after, including the New York Times, after that shooting. So Steve Scalise, so everything had gone away. Obviously, she and John McCain didn't win. It's been 6 years. Steve Scalise gets shot, and the New York Times says, well, this happened on the Republican side with Sarah Palin when that guy shot Gabby Giffords, Jared Loughner or whatever his name was, shot Gabby Giffords because of a Sarah Palin ad. And so she said, wait a second. That's not necessarily the case, and I'm going to sue you. And I think she has a. I think she actually has a case there.
Yeah, I'm happy to see her sue the New York Times. I think the New York Times needs to be put in its place. There's so much arrogance there just because of who they think they are or what they think their relevance is or who they think they can impress or influence one way or another. So good. It's good for her. What is she doing anyway, by the way? What's Sarah Palin up to?
I don't know.
You don't see her doing... I haven't seen her much in the news.
Sometimes she comes out every once in a while, but not too much lately.
Yeah. All right. So a couple of airline stories. We have time here, 16 past the hour. Yeah. A couple of airline stories that are of interest and importance. There's an airline that, you know, I was sort of teasing about Spirit Airlines because they're in my estimation, an airline that has no reason for being. I say that all the time. You can buy a $10 seat, and pretty soon they'll have you standing up. Well, there's a low-budget carrier in Colombia called Viva Colombia.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. They are floating the idea of actually removing seats from planes and making passengers stand up.
You know, I actually might
go back.
Prefer
what
that.
What could go wrong with this? Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'd actually prefer that. I mean, sometimes the airlines are now taking out so much leg room that you're getting all jammed up anyway. You might as well just stand up, and that way you can kind of move the legs around, keep the blood flowing.
So there's another airline, Ryanair, that serves Europe, and they're now offering discounted tickets, or they're going to start offering them, $7 if you want to stand in the plane on short flights. Again, as Jennifer suggested, what could go wrong with that, especially if you hit turbulence?
Yeah, what do they do in that case? They must have to provide some kind of seatbelt. So what do they have, stuff hooked up to the wall and you have to, like, lean against
the
wall?
You hold on, straps. You hold on to the straps.
It's like a really big bus. Or maybe they have, like, little holders, you know, like they strap you in at your feet that you can't get to see.
There's an airline in China called Spring Airlines that is looking at vertical seats.
Vertical seats. So, like, you lay down?
No, I don't know. Vertical.
You lay down,
stand up. Oh, you stand up.
Stand up, right, and just have that as a backdrop.
Interesting.
Here's an idea. Maybe you don't become such little piggies trying to make as much dollars as you can.
Right.
And let us just have, like, you know, 2 inches of leg room on a plane and let us just sit there. Be fine.
Do you see a woman gave birth to a baby on a Spirit Airlines flight?
Ew.
Yesterday.
And did they clean it?
Probably not.
No.
Ugh.
That's
all right,
the
so
last
the only other
I want to have a baby on.
Item of interest from the world of travel and planes. A woman who's 80 years old, in most of the airports in Asia, you do like you do if you're going to a small airport in this country. It's not really, if you, let's see, what's a good example of this? I'm trying to, Akron, they've got a new terminal there. But there are smaller communities that have airports that just have a small facility and you walk out to the plane. You walk by the plane, you get on the plane. But that's, this country is very progressive when it comes to building facilities, not so around the rest of the world. To wit, in China, most of the airports require that you walk to the plane outside. So yesterday, an elderly woman delayed a flight in China for 4 hours because as she walked by the plane's engine, she threw coins into it for good luck.
Oh, my God. Well, are people just that dumb?
Yeah, right. So somebody, and by the way, the plane staff didn't see it, the pilot and the crew. Somebody was watching out the window and saw this woman throw the money or something into the engine. So they said something to the airline staff, and then the pilot went out and checked, and there were coin in the engine. And so you start the engine turbines and suck that stuff in there. You can say goodbye to that engine, perhaps that wing. So there's a picture at flight.org, if you want to follow it on Twitter, of somebody who has been, there's pictures of the guys in the engine of the plane, and then one of the mechanics is holding in his hand all the coins that came out of the engine.
At least he got a little bit of a tip. Do you think he got to keep it?
I don't know. It's really very interesting. Très intéressant, as they say. People, as Jennifer suggested, are really, there's all different kinds of characters around, that's for sure. 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV Experience.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Prepared. prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I started with Brad Paisley.
You guess right.
This is Brad.
So Brad Paisley has dabbled in comedy, staged his own stand-up shows, and now is the boss at a streaming site. And the people that run the streaming site think that he's funny enough for a TV special. So his Comedy Rodeo will debut on Netflix in August. It's a three-hour special, Jennifer, featuring comedians Nate Bargatze, John Heffron, and John Reap. Don't know who any of those are. Do you know any of them?
No, I don't.
David Hasselhoff will be there. He's co-starring in Brad Paisley's Last Time for Everything video. And also Reba McEntire. I bet she's got a good sense of humor. What do you think?
Reba is hysterical. Yeah. And don't forget that she did, she does sitcoms and stuff. So she's got a good little comedy bone, I think.
Right. Brad and Hasselhoff announced the special in a video posted over the weekend, during which the country star attempted to play the Knight Rider theme on his guitar as the actor sat on a kit car. There are a number of those cars, by the way. You knew that, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of like the car that was in, what was the crazy show? They crashed all of the cars, the big Dodge. What the heck was it?
Big Dodge.
Tom and, I'm just going to miss the two stars. Come on. It was a silly show. It was around 30 years ago, and then it was revived. Daisy was the name of the car. What the heck? Why can't I think of the name of
Daisy?
It? Daisy was the name of the car. Oh, come on.
You're not talking about the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, I am. That's
okay, Daisy wasn't the name of the car. Daisy Dukes were her
shorts,
I think, right?
I thought it was that, but I was like, this is way too obvious.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the reason I bring it up is because many of those shows, like Dukes of Hazzard and Knight Rider, they had about a dozen cars
right.
that were all the same. And so you can go around the country and see supposedly the real kit And it's not, it's one of a dozen of them. And they car from the Dukes of Hazzard. But they had 12 of them because they usually crashed at least two or three of them every week when they were doing the show. Anyway, what's that got to do with this? Nothing. But it's a fun story to tell. So what I'm trying to get to is Brad Paisley. Do you have any audio of Brad Paisley being funny? He's a good singer. But
yeah, he hosts the award show, the CMA Awards, and he does a whole comedy monologue as part of that. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I should start watching that a little bit more.
Yeah.
He's going through, he's got his 11th studio album, Love and War, out, and he's going to help with the July fireworks spectacular the next week, the Macy's 4th of July activity. All right, so we've got Brad Paisley, we've got Carrie Underwood. In the entertainment business, named a 2018 honoree alongside celebrities from music, film, and television to get her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So let's see, who else is getting... Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill is going to be there, Jennifer Lawrence, Kirsten Dunst, Simon Cowell, Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter... are supposedly getting stars as well. All right. Huh?
You gonna go?
Am I?
Yeah.
Have
you ever been to a star ceremony?
I haven't. I walked on the stars, but
yeah,
I haven't been there.
Yeah, no. Our favorite Weird Al is also getting one.
He deserves
really?
It. Good for
yeah.
him.
He does he deserve
is,
it,
right.
yeah.
Anyway, Carrie Underwood's going to co-host with Brad Paisley the CMA Awards in November. All right, so it's 28 after here on the DJV Experience.
The ultimate goal is peace. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between small goals, big goals, and the ultimate goal. Small goals are stepping stones to get you to your big goals. And big goals are the path to the ultimate goal, peace. Regardless of culture, race, creed, age, or gender, we all want to feel a sense of peace. Think about it. When we're in a state of complete peace, what else do we need? No matter your predicament, peace is not out there somewhere. Peace is always right here, right inside of you. Try spending less time looking elsewhere to reach the ultimate goal, and take a shot at searching inward for it. Small goals and big goals are awesome, but nothing feels quite like reaching the ultimate goal. For insight along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here we are in a world of 6+ billion people, and we're the smartest ones. Isn't it great? How about a round of applause for us and the DJV experience, Doug and Jennifer and Kara? We are the smartest. We initiate profound conversation about profound things. It's really a profundity as opposed to an obscenity. I guess it's better to be profound than obscene, right?
Sure.
I'm talking to myself here. I think I maybe.
No.
No. Just,
you called her. You called us the smartest people on the planet. So
yeah. Yes. You are. Okay. So somebody sent me. We, by the way, you can connect to us on Twitter at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at C Schillen or at Doug Steffen. Or you can send us a note at facebook.com/DJV Show. You can send me a note, Doug at DougSteffen.com. If you want to do it the old way or Jennifer. Or so somebody. So will you give the TSA a break? Enough already on the TSA. And the answer to that request, sir, is a loud and vigorous no. Yesterday, story floating around in Boston, TSA at its best, checking everybody's baggage at Logan Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Workers got a big surprise found a 20-pound lobster.
It's a person's lobster.
Checkout luggage.
TSA
said, I cannot speak to any airline policies, but we have no prohibition on lobsters. It's actually fairly common. But make no mistake, this is a big one. The largest lobster I've ever seen. I'd be surprised if we've ever screened a larger lobster. The image circulating on Twitter showed a TSA agent holding up this lobster that was discovered in the luggage. So why, what, he opened up the luggage and grabbed a hold of the lobster?
I guess so. Wouldn't you want a photo op? It was as big as his torso.
Yeah, but, like, what if he goes, oh, my gosh, these are the biggest underwear I've ever seen. You want him, like, taking a picture with your big old drawers? I don't know. I mean, right, dude.
It's a little bit of an invasion of privacy.
What if that's my lobster? Point. Take your hands off, buddy.
Yeah, get your hands off my lobster.
It's not your chance to smile with it.
The TSA website says officers visually inspect all lobsters before they put on a flight.
Is this something that a lot of people travel with? Like,
good to know. What, from Boston? Oh, yeah. Portland, Maine.
Yeah, I guess so. Do you have to stow them in your overhead compartment?
Well, no, you used to be able to carry them in boxes, and yeah, you put them overhead. You can put them in the luggage.
That smells great.
I know. Yeah. Cross-country trip, little lobster heating up there.
Ooh. Is that a lobster in your bag, or just happy to see me?
That's a lobster, sir.
There you go. All right, speaking of travel, there's a video floating around today, and this is our challenge, and it's a great challenge, actually, to describe as well as we can a guy getting hit by a bus in Reading, which is a town about 20 miles north and a bit east of London. And so going through the main street, there's a double-decker bus, comes down the street, seems to not be in control. This guy's walking along on the pavement, on the sidewalk, and the bus hits him. I mean, hits him. It doesn't just glaze. This guy gets whacked.
He goes flying through the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And gets up, goes into a pub.
Very British. I would describe it how I describe it to you.
That's the equivalent of putting dirt on it. You know, we always say, rub some dirt on it. In England, it's go to a pub.
Go to a pub. Yeah. But this is, you'll see this. I'm sure this has been seen a lot by people, but if you look at the video,
he's going to have a couple bruises.
Oh,
he's going to hurt for a little while.
Going to hurt. All right, other food news. Let's go back to the lobster. Nothing makes summer great like your favorite rosé or cocktail, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
But rarely do these worlds collide, at least until today. There's a champagne brand that has introduced a rosé that summer calling a game changer. You're going to have to help us understand. Is it Veuve Clicquot? Is that how you pronounce the champagne?
Veuve Clicquot.
Veuve Clicquot has unleashed a couple of new bubblies. They have added two blends that turn summer cocktail options all around. The rosé options are inspired by mixology, meaning they're meant to be blended and served over ice. Wow. This is a 245-year-old champagne brand. I want you to not only serve their new bottles, which is called Clicquot Rich and Rich Rosé, put those over ice. They also are recommending you treat these two options as you would distill liquor. So why would that be the case? What's an example of distilled liquor? You're talking about whiskey and scotch and things like that? So what's the benefit of that?
It's a really good question. I'm not sure why they would do that.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm not a drinker. I just offer this. If there's something fruity in it, there apparently is some, the taste testers who have gone through this stuff and they've added some things to it. Their website shows some signature notes on this new wine. Notes are magnified by the presence of ingredients like pineapple, grapefruit, cucumber, celery, peppers, or tea on the rocks.
Wait. Are you adding the celery?
Yes.
Come on.
apparently what they're doing.
No, are I'm you adding this? No. You're not. They actually write that in their tasting notes that you're going to get the essence of celery.
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Does celery, celery doesn't really taste like all that
celery
much.
Celery has no taste at all, really.
It tastes like crunchy celery's water, and I doubt you're going to get the crunch.
But wine that tastes like a cucumber, who wants that?
That's weird. That's why I don't know
like
if I believe
cucumber water, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can get the fruit notes from wine, for sure. And a lot of times you'll get, like, they'll say the minerality, you'll get some slate, maybe you'd get some... you'd get some of the earthy flavors, like you can taste some of the earth in it, but cucumber and celery are new ones.
I'm reading the same notes as him, though, so he's not lying.
Huh.
I don't know.
Odd.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're referring to he as him as me?
Yeah, I thought maybe you added some vegetables into the mix.
You thought I was making something up?
Well, sometimes you like to pretend and, add some things in to see if we're listening and paying attention.
Really?
See what you can get away with.
I would never be accused that the word lie is a horrible. It's like one of those
words. Sometimes you sneak things in to see if we're listening.
Well, yes, apparently you are. For you, Jennifer. Congratulations. Oh, my heavens. That would be... I'm not a drinker, so I don't really understand. I had to ask to get some clarification here, because I don't know much about this sort of thing, to go along with the people who are saying, you don't know much about a lot of stuff, Stefan. Thank you very much. 43 past the hour, what I do...
You answer your own critics.
People send me stuff all the time. Like, there are those who say, I take myself too seriously. I don't know how you get that. Me? Do you think I take myself too seriously? I don't think I take myself seriously at all.
Not usually, but like when you're all hooped up about something, maybe that's
what
it is.
What would be an example of that? Me being hooped up about something.
Like when you talk about scrap metal and stuff like that. Get all excited.
By the way, we had another one of those interviews yesterday.
I heard.
Very exciting. So do we do the sports news now? Would you like to do sports news?
Sure.
All right. The ongoing... Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I got a better idea. Wait a minute. Hold this far. I had this planned, but I got so wrapped up in this business about mixing things one with another. Kara, let's see if you can take my reference to mixing and put it together with some music. I have a special announcement to make.
Love it.
All right. So there's always a thread. People sometimes think I'm a little off because it's a stretch for me to put some story together with another story or an idea with another idea. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you will understand how it is that I think by understanding this song done by Sir Mix-a-Lot called Baby Got Back. This is a standard. And pretty much everybody, no matter what age. Kara, you are familiar with the song, right?
No, what is the song that we're playing?
Oh, come on.
Yes, obviously I know this song.
Right.
And all even right. If you don't, if you're a millennial, Nicki Minaj used part of this beat in a song last year, so.
Hasn't she got a really big butt?
She does have a really big butt. In her song, she was shaking it a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Good for her. All right, so Sir Mix-a-Lot's real name is Anthony Ray. And he's gotten a job this week as a Seattle radio host, joining a morning program on the radio station bills that I think I described it. Let's see if I can bring it back, Kara. I described it for Kara earlier. All the hits and some of the rap or something like that. Wasn't that
I saw that yesterday and I was all excited for Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yes. All right. Now back to our regularly scheduled program, which focuses at the moment on a couple of sports stories that are of interest and importance. I'll take the Serena Williams, or do you want to take it? I just think that John McEnroe is irrelevant, and now he's trying to make himself irrelevant by taking shots at Serena Williams. So she had her own fun with him yesterday. You'll remember that McEnroe, over the weekend, said that Serena Williams would be ranked 700th. If she played in the men's circuit. So she gave it a couple of days, and then in a series of tweets, she responded to Mr. McEnroe asking him to stop making such comments about her, and it reads like this. Quote, "Dear John, I adore and respect you, but please, please, please keep me out of your statements that are not factually based. I've never played anyone ranked there, nor do I have any time to. Respect me and my privacy as I'm trying to have a baby. Good day to you, sir."
I love the end. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. Yes, right. Yeah. Anyway, McEnroe said, you remember, that she was the best female tennis player. He qualified it by saying she'd be no match for the men's circuit.
Right.
I disagree. If you take a look at her and the power that she has in her arms and the ability that she has to, I don't know anything about tennis, but I know a strong woman when I see one. And usually, and in that, I mean, she wouldn't have gotten as far as she got, I don't think, if she didn't have control. How would you, the strength is one thing, but control is something else. Don't you have to have both in order to be as good as she is?
I think strength and control, but why even say that? I mean, why even compare that? Why make the statement?
Yeah.
It's like, I could be, they're not even in the same category, so why why trash talk?
I bet she could beat the hell out of him. Especially now.
That'd be fun to see, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? Yeah, like Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King. Remember that from, 40 years ago? He did the same thing to her. He trashed her, said she was, all kinds of this, that, or the other thing. And mostly because he was a homophobe and she was gay. And that was really what that was.
They're coming out with a movie about that. I think next year or something like that with Emma Stone and Steve Carell. It looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah, right. All right. Monty Williams. What's going on in the NBA there, Jen Jen?
All right, the first ever NBA Awards Monday night had its share of great moments, but nothing topped the presentation of the Sager Strong Award to Spurs VP of Basketball Operations, Monty Williams. So while he was an assistant coach for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Williams lost his wife, Ingrid, in a car crash. We actually had that story. I remember us talking about that. He delivered a compassionate eulogy at her funeral, and at the awards, the NBA community recognized him. Yeah. Ernie Johnson welcomed Williams to the stage with a heartfelt introduction that honored both Ingrid's memory and former colleague Craig Sager. Sager, known for his upbeat personality, he wore the real wild pattern sport coats. Everybody's seen him, passed away late last year after a battle with leukemia.
Yep.
Williams was presented with a Sager-inspired coat and delivered a powerful acceptance speech with Sager's wife Stacey on stage with him. Williams thanked the support he received around the NBA, but the highlight of his speech came when he spoke to his five kids. He said, quote, "There's many more people I could thank, but the five people I want to thank more than anything are my five kids. I've gotten a lot of acclaim for taking care of you kids. I want you to know you are not a job. I am honored to take care of you."
Mm-hmm.
He went on to say, "The reason I get up and do what I do is because of you all. I want to take care of you and be an example to you, and I can't do that unless you give me that strength, and you've done that the past year and a half. I love you guys." So he, very sweet. He said he was overwhelmed when Stacey wanted me to have this award. "I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. For me, my family, we love you." And just a really sweet message, I think, from that award show. And this is an event that could have been very showy and flashy, but way to bring it back to a very human place.
Speaking of showy and flashy, Russell Westbrook has been named the NBA Most Valuable Player. Got a pretty good season. Oklahoma City Thunder point guard. Awarded with the honor at the NBA Inaugural Awards. He's 28 years old. Became the second player ever to average a triple-double. And he's become the first player since Moses Malone back in 1981 to be named MVP while playing for a team that won less than 50 games.
And he brought Taylor Swift back out of the woodwork because she sent him a video congratulating him.
Yeah, right. So there you go. Hey, who even ever hears of the Oklahoma City Thunder? Right, because they didn't win any games.
Not many, yeah.
I love the guy. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time now, and because Victoria Keelan is enjoying her honeymoon, I have become the technology expert. How's that set with you? Well, I can ferret through some of the information and present what would be, Kara, I suppose, some credibility in the world of technology. For example, a focus on the Global Internet Forum to counter terrorism is building on a couple of different initiatives which are designed to scrub terrorist recruitment materials from the Internet. This is a forum of Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, YouTube. I think we talked a little about this being initiated last week. Now, not only are they cooperating with each other, they're working with governments. And the goal is to improve technology for detecting terrorist material, creating best practices for addressing extremism, and sharing information about members' respective counter-speech tools, the Google Jigsaw redirect method, which places anti-terrorist advertisement alongside keywords popular with potential Daesh recruits, also partner with the UN Counterterrorism Committee to host a series of workshops.
Yeah, do you remember we talked about the Google Jigsaw thing last week, where basically if you search for anything terrorism-related, then they try and direct you somewhere else that will persuade you to not be a terrorist.
Yeah, and so this is more of the same.
Yeah, it's not the exact same thing, but it's basically different companies who are trying to do the same thing on their own platforms.
Yeah, okay, good. Makes good sense. In a moment, Google gets fined. Coming right up here.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game. and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, so Google yesterday got fined, or the announcement was made. European antitrust officials have told them to cough up $2.7 billion for unfairly favoring some of its own services over those of rivals. So it's interesting how the government gets into that sort of thing. I don't know if our government could do that here, but the Europeans are pretty aggressive about regulating a lot of the technology companies. And again, I think they go a lot further than we do here. So what happens? Why? What's accomplished by this fine against Google? It's double the previous penalty in this kind of an antitrust case. They also want the people who are running these companies to know, we understand that we're dominated by Silicon Valley, but companies have to compete on the merits regardless if they are European or not. What Google has done is illegal under antitrust rules here in the European Union.
Yeah, I guess that's the issue, is that we can't do this in the U.S. So they follow different regulations in the U.S., but the European Union is saying it doesn't matter. You have to, if you're going to be in the European Union or if you're going to be in Europe, then you have to follow our rules.
By the way, pay attention to the Petrovirus announcements that are coming from your whatever your protective device is, because there's a lot of...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.